Well, this morning we're going to talk about a topic that's very, very important to a lot of folks still around the area, even though you haven't been able to see this in a while. 6-on-6 girls basketball. We haven't talked about that in a while. Well, they're going to be talking about it here very soon over in the AHSTW school district. Because they're going to be having a reunion of some players from back in the day. Boy, it's hard to say back in the day, but it's been a while since they played that.
That's correct.
Diane Stamp is in with us here this morning as we're going to visit a little bit about just some fun stuff, some the good old days, right?
That's for sure.
It just seems like it's hard to believe it's been, oh gosh, going 40. On 30 years. It's over 25 years since the 6-on-6 game disappeared.
Exactly.
And it's hard to imagine that for a lot of folks that enjoyed it. You played that in high school, I assume?
Oh, for sure. Wouldn't have missed it.
Wouldn't have missed it at all.
Yeah.
You're going to have a reunion coming up here the weekend of October 1st. Mm-hmm. Talk about how that came about.
Well, actually, it's kind of been a bucket list thing of mine. I just always had a passion for girls basketball. It started way back in the day when I think I was probably about in fifth or sixth grade and, you know, packed into that little gym in Avoca, you know, where all the kids sat up on the stage. And it was our own Kathy McKinney back in the 60s who caught my eye, and I just decided someday I wanted to be just like her. And so anyway, after actually playing high school 6-on-6, and unfortunately I did not develop the skill she did. I wish I had, but you have a lot of friends. You meet a lot of different players with different abilities, and so now I thought, why not? Let's try it. Let's get everybody together. So what we did is, now that we're AHSTW, as you know, Jim, we invited every gal in that school district, Avoca, Hancock, Shelby, Tenna, and Walnut, to a reunion. And we started out with a ton of names, but on Saturday, October 1st, about 150 gals and five coaches are going to come together to remember, not play, we don't want any broken hips, but we're going to get together and have a good time remembering at a reunion.
Yeah, I'm sure the game wouldn't be quite as fast as it was if we tried to recreate it here today, but, you know, it was a special game. Why was it so special? Why does it bring back such great memories for so many people?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, just thinking back, just remember the fast pace going back and forth. And, of course, you know, the forwards had to stop at the center line. The guards had to stop at the center line. You couldn't go into the other court. Had to pass that ball back and forth. Some gals got really great at throwing that ball from one end clear down to the other end. And the driving, just the fast pace, the high scores. Remember, Jim, the 110s to 103 score ball games? It was one of a kind. Nothing like it since.
It was definitely a fast-paced game that developed some incredible skill sets for some of the players.
Yes.
As well over that time. And I don't think it's just because now it's a thing of the past that it brings back such great memories. It's that it was so different.
Yes, definitely. Definitely different.
Which was also its downfall, I guess, too, at the end of the day. But,
yes.
You know, we some of us want it back. It's not coming back, unfortunately.
No, not
it's competitively. Not. but we can still remember and have some fun. And that's really kind of what the weekend is about, right? Getting
yes.
these folks together. Because you were telling me before we started visiting here this morning that you have quite a stories to tell. You've got pictures to share and all kinds of things.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody wants to share their story. There's nobody that's bashful when it comes to talking about 6-on-6. They want to share their story. And you know, these gals that played in 93 when the last game was played, believe it or not, Jim, they're in their 40s now. And so we're going to have gals at this reunion anywhere from the age of 40-something all the way up to 90-something. And it's just, I tell you, when you hear them tell their story, I just love to see how their face lights up. That's been the best part of planning this, is listening to their stories.
I think one of the neat things, too, about reminiscing about 6-on-6 girls basketball here in this part of the state is so many teams here in this part of the state had such a big part in the history of the game. They had a lot of success. There were a lot of, you look back at the archives, there were a lot of trips from Southwest Iowa into Des Moines for the state tournament year after year after year from a long way time ago. And some of these schools that were part of now the AHSTW school district were definitely a part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Some people probably don't know this because I wasn't alive when this happened, but back in 1931, Avoca won the state championship with a score of 17-16, I believe. We beat Centerville. That would have been something to see. But then Avoca also returned again in the 30s. I can't remember the exact year. But, you know, look at Walnut. They had a tremendous team in 1956 and thought they would go play at state, got beat out that last game, went back the next year and did go to state that year. They also got beat out again that year. But, you know, there's something just about going to state. And then Walnut returned again in 1983. Of course, you know, that was the days of the Sweet 16, only 16 teams. And so who does Walnut draw? A Des Moines team. You know, that doesn't hardly seem fair, but that's what the cards they were dealt. And then, of course, our Avoca girls, I'll never forget them. 1993, the very last year, we went, got beat by Hubbard Radcliffe, who ended up winning the tournament. We had went into overtime with them, and ended up getting third place. So you tell me what the championship game was, Jim. I think it was Avoca AHST versus Hubbard Radcliffe. That's when it all happened.
Well, we really thought it would be an all-Southwest Iowa championship game. We thought it was going to be Avoha versus Atlantic.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that
there's
year.
There's been so much talent from this area.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about when you look at some of the history there too. And you know, you talked about just getting to state was such a big deal. I think the movie Hoosiers, it has so much appeal to folks because it was a one class tournament that they talk about, the big guy against the little guys in Hickory.
Yes.
And this is exactly what the girls' tournament was. You kind of alluded to it with Walnut and a Des Moines school.
Yeah.
You get there and you play who you play. It doesn't matter how big or small you are.
That's right. I'm going to relate a story that was told that I think is really cute. One of the Walnut gals was telling me from the 83 team that they were in district play and they ended up having to go to Red Oak to play. Okay, so you can imagine this little Walnut gym, and they walk into this big Red Oak gym that's packed full of people, absolutely packed. And they were playing Nishna Valley. And behind the bench of the Nishna Valley girls was flower arrangement after flower arrangement after flower arrangement. The whole community had sent flowers. And these poor Walnut girls were like, wow. You know, they were shaken already. So what's the coach do? That's when they had Coach Hoig, I believe. He took them into the locker room and he says, okay, gals, I know you're nervous, but ladies, he said, you notice those flowers? I'm going to tell you something. Flowers are for funerals, and we're going to give them one tonight. That's one of my favorite stories.
And that's part of it.
And they won.
So many good stories like that. And that's what you're going to share, too. And getting together like this, not just sharing stories and some photos and memories and things, but you're also raising some funds.
We are. This was basically, you know, it was a dream to always get together. But, you know, if you're going to go to this much work to get everybody together, why not do it for the good? And so right now, the community of Avoca is trying to raise funds. We have a Avoca American Legion Hall that is in dire need of repair, terrible shape. And so, you know what? Let's turn this into a fundraiser. And so that's what we're doing. As basketball girls, we're raising money for improvements on the American Legion Hall.
Very good. Well, it's nice to be able to put something back into the community that way as well.
Definitely.
And speaking of community, of course, that's homecoming weekend for AHSTW, and you folks will be a part of all that.
Oh, definitely. The school has invited us to be the grand marshal. The 6-on-6 ladies are going to be the grand marshals of the parade. So I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, Jim, if there's like 50 old ladies in that parade, but we're all going to be having a good time.
I'd love it to see if somebody maybe had an old uniform from back in the day.
There will be.
Oh, there you go. All right, very good. Well, you know, a lot of things we could look back in the history of six-player basketball. There actually used to be a time when there was a third court in the middle where they would transition the ball. The ball used to be white at one time, too.
I mean,
there's all kinds of history if you go back and just take a look and uncover some of the things that you may not have known during your lifetime, but other people got a chance to experience. And I tell you, it's amazing how many people you run into that, you know, you'd think that, looking at them, you wouldn't think probably they played basketball in high school. But then you find out not only did they play, they were pretty darn good, too.
Yes.
So it's just...
That's been an eye-opener through this whole experience. It's I didn't know you played basketball and you were that good also. So
yeah, you didn't have to be 8 feet tall in six-player basketball to be a star.
No.
And you didn't have to be the best shooter on the team to be a star.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
A lot of opportunity there. And yeah, we wish we could do it again, but all we can do is get together and celebrate the times we had, right?
That's for sure.
All right. That's the weekend of October 1st. That'll be in Avoca.
In Avoca at the Legion Hall. Doors are going to open up at 5 o'clock. Meal's going to start at 6:30. And then we'll follow that up with a presentation on the history of our school's basketball program. So
sure. And I know you've reached out to a lot of folks already. But if there's someone listening who would like to get in on this now that you've heard how exciting this is going to be, they still have time to get a hold of you?
They do. We do not need to report to the caterer until the first part of next week. So you've got a few more days here. If you would just contact me, Diane Stamp, you can give me a call at 712-343-6490 or shoot me an email, jd_stamp@hotmail.com.
Okay, very good. And you're also helping out the American Legion Hall there
in Avoca
with the funds that are going to be raised.
That's
Very good. Well, Diane, thanks for coming by. Appreciate that. And good luck. It sounds like you put a lot of work and effort into this, you, and I assume you have some other volunteers
that
are helping.
We have 12 gals, and yes, they have put a lot of work into it. So, but we're expecting to have a real good time, too.
Very good. 12 gals. That would be 6-on-6.
There you go, Jim.
Interesting how that worked out, isn't it?
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.